for all of those 15 years and in the last couple of years as presenter of Radio National Breakfast every morning, I've been preoccupied really with the issues of fairness, of working to expose and question injustices, discrimination, human rights abuses wherever we find them. The lack of rights of same-sex couples in this country is an abuse of human rights. That is the end of the story. It is a national disgrace. It is discrimination, and there has so far been no show of political willingness to address this. Who would have thought that it would be a Conservative former crocodile hunter in our federal parliament leading the way on this issue? Because that's Liberal MP Warren Entsch, is the Member of Parliament speaking out on this, really leading the public argument on this, risking the approval or the disapproval of his leader in speaking out about it, I'm sure. And I think he's really to be congratulated, because within the leadership of this government there has really been no public champions. Yes, we do know that ministers like Malcolm Turnbull, Peter Costello, George Brandis, and I'm sure others are in favour of these changes, and I'm sure, and I do know for a fact that they are pushing quite, you know, heavily within Cabinet for these changes to be made. But equally, it's disappointing to say the least to hear our Attorney General Philip Ruddock on national radio, still a proud member of Amnesty International, I think, saying recently that it's budgetary concerns, can you believe it, budgetary concerns that are stopping this government addressing this discrimination. That rectifying the eligible criteria is the quote. I presume he's talking about, you know, tax payments and pensions and access to Medicare safety net, as Susan mentioned, has a cost to it, and therefore it may not be easily achievable. In other words, this government is not in favour of discrimination, but it won't fix it either if it's going to cost money. Yesterday the Prime Minister said he wouldn't be making any rush decisions on this. What's the rush after all? The same-sex voters aren't really a big enough voting bloc to cause much trouble for any government, and certainly in recent times this whole issue has provided a handy political wedge. I do think, as I think it was John mentioned or Graham mentioned, the Galaxy poll commissioned by GetUp this week, I do think that attitudes have changed quite seriously and quite publicly changed, presumably led by the governments, by the changes by the state governments. 71% now, it would seem, of Australians agree same-sex partners should have the same legal rights as de facto opposite-sex couples. So the Prime Minister should hear that. There is a little danger of a political backlash for this, for the government in making these little reforms. And in some cases, I would imagine, for instance, in Malcolm Turnbull's seat at Wentworth, there's actual positive gains from this. But the debate within the Cabinet drags on slowly. Meanwhile, the 20,000 couples affected by these discriminatory laws wait, and we wait to have our personal, loving relationships recognised under the law as equal. And on a personal level, I just want to scream about that. What possible justification can there be for treating my relationship and my family as not just different, but as absolutely non-existent in a legal sense? What possible justification can there be for my partner and I not to be entitled to one another's hard-earned super and of the security and the ease of mind that superannuation is meant to provide? Not only is my same-sex relationship longer lasting than the marriages of many of my peers, but our place in the community and the contribution we make to the community is also recognised and valued. We put in on our street. We put in the schools where our kids go, on the sporting sidelines every Saturday morning. Together we have raised three fabulous children, one of them a peacekeeper in the Australian Defence Forces. We are proud of that, like every parent is proud of that. We worry about our extended families, we worry about our aged care parents, our ageing parents, we look after them. We do absolutely the same things that everyone else does. We do more than some. Why then do we deserve less? It's insulting, as Susan said, it's demoralising, and it's simply not fair. And these laws must be changed. Thank you.